Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.
I'm really thrilled to be talking to Mallory today. We have a tight window where she's available because she is on a whole book tour of it all, which I totally understand and also can relate to. So we'll be super respectful of her time. And I'm also very grateful that she's going to be talking to us about a very sensitive subject in pregnancy loss and about her journey to pregnancy with baby number 3. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
How are you?
I'm good. Here in beautiful Dallas, Texas today.
I saw that.
So it's cold there? You said it's cold?
Oh no, it's hot. It's like 80 degrees. Yeah, 80 degrees today. It's blazing sun, which is, you know, it's very, very nice, but it was like 60 degrees this weekend. So it's very, you know, flip floppy, but are you on a full book tour right now?
We are. Yes. I'm so thankful that I'm in my second trimester, like the feel good trimester right now, because we've been rocking and rolling. We did, Nashville. We've done about 6 or 7 events. We're doing 30A, like down in Florida next. Now I'm in Dallas. We did Lexington, Kentucky. I've done like Southern Indiana, Kentucky. It's been really fun. You know all about this, but your book, COVID, didn't it? Because we got to do the podcast because you were doing a lot of virtual.
Yeah, I was doing pretty much everything virtual because I launched my book on a Tuesday and then the country went into a full lockdown by the end of the week. So it was very different experience than you're having. I did pretty much everything virtual, which because I was pregnant with my daughter, I was like totally fine doing. But you're out there popping around at events. So that must be like totally different experience.
You know, it actually lined up perfectly, I feel like. So the book obviously came out in February, and it's so funny because, you know, when you want to have like multiple kids, you kind of try to think, okay, maybe I'll plan these windows when I have these children. And I'd already had 2 kids. And then I knew my book was coming out. At the time, it was going to be in September. And I was like, okay, I need to have a baby now so that I can either have the baby and then go on the book tour and I always am nursing, so take the baby with me. And as you know, because I've shared it, I had this 1 year, I'd had both my first 2 children so easily, nothing, no complications. I had gestational diabetes, but I had 4 miscarriages in 1 year. Literally, Catherine, I was trying to plan all my windows and then I had all of these losses. And it was such a bizarre thing because I'd never dealt with anything like that before. And here I was after my second easy pregnancy dealing with these things. And this healthy pregnancy that I'm pregnant with now, it really truly happened at the perfect time. And I announced the pregnancy like 4 weeks before the book came out, because that was like the window where you announce. And I was like newly pregnant, you know, on the book tour and feeling good out of this before the things are too big to get around easily. Yeah. So it all happened at the perfect time.
That's so amazing. I mean, I think, you know, of course, God has a plan. You're a very faith-oriented person. So I'm a big believer in that as well. And I think it, you know, now that you're in this phase of your pregnancy and you're feeling comfortable and confident in this pregnancy, I think it's easier to be able to be positive about it. But, you know, I think one of the things that we've always talked about here on BDA Baby is, you know, being in a pregnancy after experiencing a loss. Oh. And that anxiety. And then also for you being able to share it publicly, knowing your book is coming out and that's going to be something people are talking about or focused on. How has that been for you?
It's been an up and down experience for me because, Catherine, like I said, I had 2 boys, 17 months apart. everything was easy. I had gestational diabetes during those pregnancies, so that wasn't easy. But when I got ready to have my third one, I got pregnant right away and was like, perfect. Everything it lines up. This is right on track, just because, you know, you're always trying to make a plan. And when I had that first loss, it was just so, oh my gosh, I was taken aback. You never expect it to happen to you. And it was within a year where we'd also experienced a loss with my sister. My sister delivered a 40-week full-term baby in March before I lost my first pregnancy in November. And she had carried him full term. He had a heart condition. He lived for 34 days. We never in a million years thought that that would be how that story would end, but it did. So when I had my first miscarriage, as a lot of people do, I think I looked at what happened to my sister and I was like, you know what? I think that I would rather this happen than have to deal with what we had just experienced, these hospital stay and during COVID. And so the first one, you know, and I didn't tell anyone. I didn't even tell my sister, who had just had a loss of her own. And I got pregnant after that, thinking, you know, I know what women go through now with miscarriages, whatever. And I had another one. And then I was taken aback. Like, what, is something wrong with my body? What's going on? I still didn't tell anyone after the second one. And it wasn't until I had my third one when I was like, what in the world is going wrong? That's the first thing I think that you think is like, what is wrong? Yeah. What is wrong? Why is everything different now than it used to be? And I immediately started seeking like doctor after doctor after doctor. I just needed them to give me answers so I could just move forward with my journey. Hmm. Then, as my story goes, I lost the third pregnancy and then I lost a fourth pregnancy. And after my third pregnancy was when I opened up to my family, but I still didn't share it publicly online. I didn't share it publicly online, in fact, until I got pregnant with the baby that I'm pregnant with now. And I'm almost in my third trimester. I'm due in June. And I think that it's something where when you experience a loss like that, you need community, but when you're a public person, I don't know sometimes if you need to share something before you're ready with your entire community. I wasn't ready. I still didn't know the answers. I was seeing like seven doctors too, Catherine. I was seeing a hematologist, reproductive endocrinologist, a diabetes doctor. I had so many opinions, I couldn't deal with a handful more. So I kept it myself. And I didn't know if I would ever like share it publicly. And then all of a sudden when I was pregnant and I felt good with this and I shared it publicly, it's that amazing thing where you open it up and you receive so much support from people who have been through the same thing.
Oh, the car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered, like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches, but there aren't, right?
Right, because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup and a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana.
Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at carvana.com.
There's so much camaraderie is not the right word, but there's just so much connectedness in experiencing something like that. And I've had a lot of great conversations on my book tours with people who have experienced loss. And in particular, to go back to your question, I mean, every single time I was pregnant, especially after I'd had multiple ones and all back to back, I felt like I can only compare it to like, felt like I was carrying around an egg all the time. Like I didn't want to lift my babies. I felt like I didn't want to run down the stairs fast. You know, every single second of every day, you're just, you want to think positively, but every second of every day, I kept thinking like, am I about to lose this one? And it was really hard. And, now have this fifth time, my seventh pregnancy, once we like saw that heartbeat and, you know, you go to those appointments and your percentage goes down, your percentage of loss goes down. And you feel a little bit better every single time. But also, you know, the doctors can only tell you so much. eventually I had to just like rely on, I'm going to have faith. I felt like I always had it on my heart to have another baby. And I was like, I just don't feel like this would be on my heart this strongly if he wasn't going to bring me through to this pregnancy.
Yeah.
Yes. I felt like constantly afraid.
You still feel like anxious in your...
I don't anymore, but I would say until about week 14 or 15, I felt like this because my fourth loss that I had, we had seen the heartbeat and I was in, I was almost in the second trimester and you know, all the rules and markers that people say you're safe now. So I thought I was safe. I was in the safe zone. So then when I was in the safe zone to like lose a pregnancy, that really messed my mind up. So this one has been like totally different, but also, I was diagnosed with something after the fourth one. I have a blood clotting disorder that is an autoimmune disorder. And, you know, it's the only way to kind of tell if you have it is through recurrent loss. They finally tested me for that. I finally got to the right doctor and got on a blood thinning protocol. And it worked for me. I'm not a doctor. Obviously, I'm not making recommendations medically to people. But sometimes when you feel like you find the answer, it can put your mind at ease because you think, okay, right. Now fix this problem. Mm-hmm. And I'm grateful to be, you know, pregnant with a healthy pregnancy, but it was quite a road to get here for sure.
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, you talk a lot about faith and having faith and that being a big part of your life. Were there ever times, because I think when you go through anything in life that causes you to question your faith or question your belief in a higher power, or just life in general, it can be tricky and, you know, you rely on family and friends and your circle, your people to be able to, help you through that. And you're saying that you kept so much of that private. Was there ever a time in your four losses, which is an incredible amount of loss to experience, where you felt like your faith was shaky at all or not?
I felt like, so like going back to my sister's loss, like I watched that happen. And my sister was such a pure image of faith through the hardest thing you could ever experience, her and her husband both. So I had just seen someone make it through what felt like a harder version of what I was going through. That always like helped me to keep the faith. I was like, you know what? If they can do it, I can do it. And I know you have a family that goes to church all the time and you guys are also very faith-filled people. And I have a church around the corner from my house and I always go there by myself. And right before I would get those calls, like everybody that's watching this live that's experienced loss and has another pregnancy, you know, they will check your blood levels every 2 days and you are sitting by the phone and you're waiting for that phone call. For them to say your levels have doubled and everything's fine for 2 more days. And then your levels have doubled again. And right before I would get that call, I would always just be sitting in that church by myself. And I would just be waiting for that call and they would call and I'd answer. And it was just this celebration of, oh my gosh, like this is the miracle baby that I'm supposed to have. Or it would be like, what is going on? Can you please give me an answer? Because you know, this has been a lot. And I don't know how to move forward. I never questioned my faith because like I said, I always felt like it was on my heart to have another baby very strongly. And, so I didn't question it, but I did question like why God was putting those losses in my path. And I'd just been through that with my sister too. Like she experienced infertility for years and she was about to do IVF and it was the month that she was supposed to do IVF. And she saw this, like this sign, basically her friend said, you know, told her about this sign, this vision of her that she had seen. And she decided not to do IVF and gets pregnant that month. So this was like her miracle baby. So, you know, I was always really, inspired by how in the world do you get your miracle baby and then you lose your miracle baby? How could you not be resentful of or like lose your faith in a time like that? And she didn't. So that really helped me not to lose mine. And I just always knew. I always knew it was coming. So, but it was challenging. It was definitely challenging. And I have a I have a one, or I have a 2 and a 3 year old now. So I had a 1 and a 2 year old. So you don't want to put all of your eggs in the basket of trying to expand your family to where you're ignoring the ones that you already have. I think that's a thing in life. We can always just want for more. And especially when you have to put a lot of focus on how am I going to get to this more? Because there's a problem in obtaining this next thing that you want. But I was like, I just can't, you know, I've got two gifts of two little boys right in front of me. And I can't, in my hope and my, and the process of getting this next baby, I can't forget about them and being a present parent for them. And that was hard. That was a challenge for me.
Yeah, no, talked a lot about just the, you know, people experiencing loss and the challenge with, you know, sitting in your loss and experiencing that, and then also balancing the other roles of your life, which, you know, can be mother, significant other, whatever it is, and your job, your career, how challenging that can be for so many people. One of the questions that someone had written in, which I think is interesting, because you said that you also, with your previous losses, didn't share it even with your family, which is an interesting choice, because so many people find out that they're pregnant, run and tell their family. And
I did. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And when you decided to share it publicly that you had experienced loss, obviously that comes with a whole other, you know, decision-making process and reaction from people. Was there anything that was specifically amazing or beneficial or not at all from sharing your experience with having 4 losses in 1 year with the community overall and with your family?
Yes. People, and I didn't expect people to say this, but it made me feel good about it. It made me feel good. It made me feel like I had done an okay job showing up even through that, because you just have to show up for your life. I don't think we're meant to live life in misery, even when we're going through our valleys. And so many people in my book tour, they've said, I would have had no idea, because you brought me so much joy, through that year. And you showed so much happiness and so much joy, and I'm in the middle of it. And you give me hope that, like, I can feel that. And you give me permission to be able to feel that even going through it. And that was something I didn't expect to hear. And it was something that it made me feel good. And it just makes you know. I mean, how many trials are we going to have in life? Lord, you know, so many. And they truly do always bring us to the place that we're meant to go. This one did. I can't imagine... had one of those first pregnancies where, of course, I don't have a crystal ball, but this one just seems so right. The timing and just everything. And to be able to, you know, that's the title of my book, Living Fully, to be able to like live fully through times of trouble and trial is something that I'm passionate about. And to hear people reflect that to me, that they felt that I had done that, was really cool.
How do you do that though? I mean, I think that that's, you know, it's such a beautiful idea and concept and saying to be able to live fully, and you do it so well, even though there might be things going on behind closed doors that are incredibly challenging and make the idea of living fully even harder for you. What do you say to people who feel like they want to live fully and be like you and be able to have this full life and send a message to people of happiness and joy and having a full life, but they're really struggling with something like a pregnancy loss?
Yeah. You know, I say, like, in general in life, I think we're living so fast and we're always like on to the next thing. No one really takes time to assess their life and be aware of what it is that's standing in their way of living fully. And I wrote about a lot of different things at different points in my life that have stood in my way and how I broke through those things. But I can't get into someone's brain. I don't know the thing, but they have to slow down long enough to be able to assess, and you can find the answer. It's always there, but we're moving so fast, or we have a phone in our hand 100% of the time, filling every single hour and minute of empty space, that I think some people, they don't take the time to figure out, you know, what is it that I need to change in my life? What's missing? You know, what do I need to move through? So to any person, I would say that to someone experiencing pregnancy loss, and I'm not going to act like I did this perfectly. I am like a move forward, achiever kind of person, almost to my detriment in the beginning of my life, which I wrote about in my book. But with me, and I saw this even in my pregnancy losses, I was on to the next. I did not want to sit in the grief of it, which I think is something that's very healthy to do in a lot of these things. And I know that for me, I was just trying to, I needed the answer and I needed to keep moving. And it just all hit me when 3 and 4 came along, because I had to start thinking, even though I really, like I said, it was very heavy on my heart that I was going to have another one. I had to start entertaining the thought of what if I'm not going to get this thing that I really want. Mm-hmm. In terms of living fully, you know, you can't only think that you're going to have the full life when you obtain the thing. In my story, I obtained the thing, but there have been things that I have not obtained. And I have to change my perspective about those things. I have to find joy in the things that I already have. And I do realize that in my instance, I already had 2 children. I know there are people that are experiencing infertility or pregnancy loss that don't have 2 children already. Maybe it's their first child or their second child. And I think that that would be extremely hard. And for me, those things that have been the hardest, I've always had to just lean on my faith. My faith first, my family second, and just continuing to push through. And then sometimes if the things don't happen, like I got to rewire my brain a little bit. But I am very grateful to live in the year 2022 when there's a doctor for every single thing. They sent me from this type of doctor to the blood specific doctor to this specific doctor. So also, I think there are a lot of resources out there for people that are having problems. But there's something else that was a challenge for me, and that was sometimes when you have so many voices in your head and so many opinions of what you're supposed to do or what's going wrong or what the next step should be, I think people get lost in this huge web of too many options. And once I had my 4th loss, I said to myself, and I had to make a decision. I said, I cannot live fully and I cannot be present in my life with 7 opinions. And all of this stress, and they were all saying something different. So I had to make a choice of which direction I was going to go, and I had to ignore the noise. I had to really weed out everything else, and I had to make my choice. And I didn't know if the choice that I was making was the right one or not, but I had to choose a road. Hmm. I think in terms of people experiencing loss and infertility, you are just seeking out any answer that can get you what you want. Mm-hmm. There are too many voices and too many cooks in the kitchen. And I think you sometimes have to go with your gut, make that decision, and ignore the noise on the outside, because that will fill your life to the brim and it will drive you crazy and really take you out of your life. It did for me for a long time. And so that's a word of advice that I would give to someone that's experiencing this from my own personal experience. And, going back to my sister's story, something that she always said, you know, people would say the quotes about God and about grief and about getting through hard things in your life. And she said, I would always be like, yeah, you know, whatever. And she said something that people always said was like, God will give you what you need when you go through something like this. And she said, it's so unbelievably true. And I didn't believe it until I was in the middle of like losing my child. And I was given something that helped me get through it that I had never felt before in my life. And I don't know if I'll ever feel again. And I believe that. And I've seen that in my life and especially in hers as well. Yeah.
I mean, I think that, you know, what happened to your sister is horrific and just terrible. And now that, you know, you have shared with your family your journey with loss and also your now journey with pregnancy, I always think that, and people wrote in several questions asking this, of just how to balance that with people. You're pregnant. How do you talk to somebody who just had a loss, who had a pregnancy loss, or who comes to you and says, you know, I just had a miscarriage and now you're pregnant, and what can your reaction be? And I think everyone's advice in that space is so interesting and unique, especially if you've been there. And I wonder, for you, having experienced so many losses in such a short period of time and now being pregnant, and I'm sure you're on book tour and having people come up to you and say, I experienced something similar to you, and you're in a healthy pregnancy, what the correct response is, or maybe you're still learning, but if there is any advice to someone who might be wondering how to handle that, if you have any.
Mm-hmm. I did a whole podcast with my sister, and we talked about this from both of our different perspectives. And I asked her, I was like, what were the things that were hard to hear? And what were the things that helped you? And she said, it always helps when people acknowledge it. Because she said, you know, you know, and I know what has happened has happened. And I think some people feel like they don't want to say anything because they don't know what to say. And she said, it always helped when someone would say, I'm praying for you, or I've been thinking of you, and just something simple like that. And I was like, I feel like that too, you know? But she said the thing that was always hard to hear, and I can see this too, was when people say things like, and I do believe this, but when people say things like, you know, well, this was God's plan, or God always has a plan. I believe God always has a plan. But like, did he tell you that?
Yeah.
No. I don't know. That's a tough one. And I think too, there are things that I have probably said to people in trying to say something that is like, you truly feel for that person. And sometimes you don't know the things to say. And sometimes when I have said things like, you know, gosh, well, you know, I bet you're thankful that you have your, you know, two babies or one baby, you know, that must feel, that must take a little bit of pressure off. But going through it myself, and like, I had two babies, but it still like felt, I was grateful for that, but I still felt like this was still hard. This was a loss. So I think that's hard. But I also think people just mean well. So I always think, as the person, you take what the person says and realize that I truly think, for the most part, they're meaning to say something that's helpful. Maybe they just haven't been through it, because I've been there trying to say something to someone that probably isn't exactly right. And we're always learning through our life experiences. And this is an experience that truly, Catherine, like, I am grateful that I've had. I wrote about in the book, like, another hard experience that I've had in my life. And it's the one that I'm the most grateful for. It's like these things, you make it through these things, but they also like make you who you are. Like, you're also very much like made through these kinds of things. And I think it's made me a better parent to my boys, because it really made me appreciate healthy kids and healthy pregnancies and the gift of pregnancy, and like how hard it can be to have a healthy pregnancy sometimes. My first two were just like easy cake, you know, and this has given me so much empathy for everyone that's in this boat. So many people are in this boat, and I've been really grateful for that. And I've been really grateful for, I have been so much more present this pregnancy and enjoyed it, because I don't take it for granted anymore. Every hour of every day of all four of those pregnancies that I lost, every time you go to the bathroom, every time like you get in and out of your car, you're constantly like afraid. And so it makes you really grateful when you get to that healthy spot, that it worked. Cause it's something that I don't take for granted anymore.
Yeah. I think that the idea of, you know, of just looking at people like they want to say something helpful, or they're trying to say something kind, even if maybe it comes out as the wrong way. We've had a couple different people on here who've said that some of the things not to say to somebody who experiences pregnancy losses, oh, well, you already have one or two or three. So, So I think that's always helpful advice for people. And I think there's obviously so much that you can do to support and be there for somebody who experiences loss, especially as your sister said, acknowledging that, you know, that something happened is really helpful for some people. And obviously it's different for everybody, but
Yeah. And I think too, like you have to know what works for you. I think different things work for different people, help people keep their spirits up. So Jade, when she was experiencing infertility, she loved like message boards and groups, talking to people that were in it.
Right.
I wanted to talk to the people that were on the other side of it. I'm very forward looking and forward thinking, and I needed the hope. But people like my sister, people are all different. Some people need the support when they're in it and they want to be with the people who are in the middle of it. And I think that it's another thing about awareness and assessment. What things make you feel good when you're in the middle of your journey, and what things make you feel more anxious and more scared? And then finding the right partner in that, finding the right person, your go-to, whether it's a doctor, whether it's a family member, whether it's a friend, whether it's someone that you like following online that shares a story of what you're going through, find someone that makes you feel good and that lifts you out of the, I hate to say despair, but gosh, it feels like despair, the despair of like what it is that you're going through. Because you're still living like days of your life. And even when you're going through those hard things, I try not to let it permeate every single part of my life while also honoring the grief and how hard it is. Because I have two children, you know, that I want to be there for and show joy and living a full life, but also just that's how I want to live. Whether I obtain the thing that I want or whether I don't want my life to be up or down, only determined by the obtaining the things that I want. So that's easier to say, you know, now here I am at almost in the third trimester of a pregnancy. And I know people in the middle, because I've been in the middle, it's harder. But I will say, as someone on the other side, and also, like, I'm not 22. I am older. I am in my mid-30s. There's so much that you can do, and there's so much hope in infertility, even after you've had loss. I remember doctors looking at me and saying, you're going to have another baby. I know y'all, we've got to get there. We've got to figure this out, but you will get there. And I loved hearing that hope. And I really believe that for the majority of the people who are in the journey. And if there's anybody, I believe in signs, and I believe that people hear what they need to hear. And if there's people on this live with us, I believe you're meant to hear that. Like that, I really believe like most of the time people end up getting there. And I always have those people in the middle of it in my prayers, because I know how hard it can be. And everybody in the whole dang world around you is pregnant, and you've got 900 baby showers to go to, and like the flight attendant's pregnant and the grocery store clerk's pregnant. And I know, because I can remember being in the middle, and then somebody's pregnant and they didn't want another baby, or like they're 16 and they're just like, oh, you know, everybody. And you just feel like, why not me? You know, I know all those feelings.
Yeah.
But I believe that, thank goodness we live in a world where they can figure a lot of things out. And I think a lot of times we end up there, but we have to have faith until we do. Ooh, 'cause it's hard.
and life throws different curveballs your way, and having a good belief system and a good faith, a strong faith, is really important and very valuable. So I'm so excited for you, for your pregnancy, for your journey, for you sharing and being so open and honest, and also for your book. Congratulations. It's so exciting. And thank you for taking time to chat with us today.
Thank you. And congratulations to you too.
Thank you.
But you know what it is, or you don't, or have you publicly said it?
No.
Okay. Well, I'm excited to see.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Catherine, you too.